Hi, everybody. Thank you for tuning in right now. You are listening to The Good Stuff, and Mike and Kim Burge out of Valentine, Nebraska are delighted to bring you some good stuff to possibly brighten up your day, give you something to smile about or think about.
Is your morning cup of coffee getting a little lonely? Well, sounds like you need to pair it up with Tri-State Livestock News, packed with insights on cattle, grains, sheep, and all things ag-related. Your morning routine just got a whole lot richer. You're just a page flip away from the pulse of the ranching world. Tri-State Livestock News out of Belfouche, South Dakota. It is what ranchers read.
Hey, Mike, this is called The Red Marble. I don't know who wrote it. It's been around for a while, but it is so touching. It's time to hear it again. I was at the corner grocery store buying some early potatoes. I noticed a small boy, delicate of bone and feature, ragged but clean, hungrily appraising a basket of freshly picked green peas. I paid for my potatoes, but was also drawn to the display of fresh green peas. I am a pushover for cream peas and new potatoes. Pondering the peas, I couldn't help overhearing the conversation between Mr. Miller, the store owner, and the ragged boy next to me. "Hello, Barry. How are you today?" "Hello, Mr. Miller. I'm fine, thank you. Just admiring them peas. They sure look good." "They are good, Barry. How's your mom?" "Fine. Getting stronger all the time." "Good. Anything I can help you with?" "No, sir. Just admiring the peas." "Would you like to take some home?" "No, sir. Got nothing to pay for 'em with." "Well, what have you to trade me for some of those peas?" "All I have is my prize marble here." "Is that right? Let me see it." "Here 'tis. She's a dandy." "I can see that. Mm-hmm. Only thing is, this is a blue one, and I sort of go for red. Do you have a red one like this at home?" the store owner asked. "Not exactly, but almost. Tell you what, take this sack of peas home with you, and next trip this way, let me look at that red marble," Mr. Miller told the boy. "Sure will. Thanks, Mr. Miller." Mrs. Miller, who was standing nearby, came over to help me. With a smile, she said, "There are two other boys like him in our community. All three are very poor circumstances. Jim just loves to bargain with them for peas, apples, tomatoes, or whatever. When they come back with their red marbles, and they always do, he decides he doesn't like red after all, and he sends them home with a bag of produce for a green marble or an orange one when they come on their next trip to the store." I left the store smiling to myself, impressed with this man. Short time later, I moved to Colorado, but I never forgot the story of this man, the boys, and their bartering for marbles. Several years went by, each more rapid than the previous. Just recently, I had occasion to visit some old friends in the Idaho community, and while I was there, learned that Mr. Miller had died. They were having his visitation that evening, and knowing my friends wanted to go, I agreed to accompany them. Upon arrival at the mortuary, we fell into line to meet the relatives of the deceased and to offer whatever words of comfort we could. Ahead of us in line were three young men. One was in an army uniform and the other two wore nice haircuts, dark suits, and white shirts, all very professional looking. They approached Mrs. Miller, standing composed and smiling by her husband's casket. Each of the young men hugged her, kissed her on the cheek, spoke briefly with her, and moved on to the casket. Her misty light blue eyes followed them as, one by one, each young man stopped briefly and placed his own warm hand over the cold, pale hand in the casket. Each left the mortuary awkwardly, wiping his eyes. Our turn came to meet Mrs. Miller. I told her who I was and reminded her of the story from many years ago and what she told me about her husband's bartering for marbles. With her eyes glistening, she took my hand and led me to the casket. Those three young men who just left were the boys I told you about. They just told me how they appreciated the things Jim traded them. Now, at last, when Jim could not change his mind about color or size, they came to pay their debt. "We've never had a great deal of wealth of this world," she confided, "but right now Jim would consider him the richest man in Idaho." With loving gentleness, she lifted the lifeless fingers of her deceased husband, resting beneath where three exquisitely shined red marbles. We will not be remembered by our words, but by our kind deeds. Life is not measured by the breaths we take, but by the moments that take a breath away. Today, I wish you a day of ordinary miracles. A fresh pot of coffee you didn't make yourself. An unexpected phone call from an old friend. Green stoplights on your way to work. The fastest line at the grocery store. A good sing-along song on the radio. Your keys found right where you left them. Not sure who wrote it, but it's a great piece.
Well, I don't have anything to follow that. So, I guess with that, that's the good stuff.